a right by Watt, an uppercut. He's all on, he's going great against us, going to centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeouts for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
Hour number two of Taco Man Radio Live from the Johnny Taco Grill in the city by the bay. Of course, Fisherman's Wharf is right outside the window. That's where I sit high on my throne here in the Taco Man Grill. Straight up, I have open phone lines around the world. You can join me. I allow you. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's the guilt-free drunk text line. That's right. If you're drunk, don't act like a fool on the radio. We understand. We don't want you acting like a fool. 415-275-1613. That's right. The guilt-free drunk text line. 415-275-1613. This hour, we'll touch on getting knocked out in boxing. What's it like? We'll talk with the foremost brain expert I know in the entire world, Dr. Nitin Sadi. He's a neurologist out of the state of New York. He's a great guy. He's a boxing fan. He's a sports fan. And guess what? He's a neurologist as well. Is that an oxymoron? Is that a contradiction in itself? Anyway, we'll hear from Dr. Nitin Sadi, of course, as well tonight on the Sports Overnight America show. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And the taco, man, join me 1 hour to go on the grill.
Woo! It's going to be good.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late night runs for Rocky Road. is full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com. At Valero, we believe life gets lived between every fill-up. So whether you go down the road on two wheels or four, whether your Wednesday night is spent racing to the grocery store or down a track, and whether you're dropping off the mail, the pizza, the kids, or all of the above, we're here to make sure you're never running on empty. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Everybody's mad at the white man. Get guys blowing up federal buildings because they're mad at the government. Got the Latinos. Did you see that last week right here in L.A.? Picketing all the networks. You know about this? The Hispanics, the Mexicans. I don't know what the hell to call you this week. But the Mexican people were picketing the networks saying that during prime time, you will see no Latinos on TV. What are you talking about? You got cops? You got America's Most Wanted? Why? You have Adventures of the Highway Patrol? There are shows for everybody. If you took the time to check your local listings, instead of bitching so much, you'll see there's shows for everyone. Not you. There's an Asian guy in the front row. After Margaret Cho, you had your shot. It didn't work out. All right, back to the kitchen. Sorry, pal.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
You know, when I'm not doing radio on the weekends, I'm cruising the state of California in my 2007 Honda Civic. That's right. I got an economy car. Guess where I get my gas? I go to Valero. That's right. All the Valero stations I check out in Northern California are clean. The gas is cheap. And guess what? I get to use my Valero car. So straight up, whether you're using a card or whether you're using cash, the price is the same. Valero gas is where it's happening as far as Northern California is concerned. Check out Valero.com. Get your own car, just like Pedro. Johnny Taco. You are tuned to the Johnny Taco Show, of course. Free agency, NBA free agency. Of course, day number one is in the books as far as some of the action that went down. Looks like Steph Curry signed a deal for $201 million. That's a lot of money. But another guy with the Warriors, another Warriors staying. Talk to me about that.
Oh, Kevin Durant's staying. He's agreeing to take less money.
How much less?
Well, that's not exactly clear, but he was willing to take less so Steph could finally get paid, because Steph only made, now he's making like $40 million a year over the next couple years, and so far in his career, he's only made about $40
million. Oh, wait, what about Andre Iguodala? He's re-signed with the Warriors?
Yeah, he, as far as I know, he's re-signed, yeah. So that was one that they weren't sure that they could get done, because there, he had a lot of offers on the table, but he was able to re-sign, so they kept their team pretty much intact, I think.
So David West and the Warriors are big-time winners day one.
It looks like it. I mean, so far, I mean, the West did get tougher, though. You know, the Rockets got better.
The Rockets were going after Andre.
Yeah, but they got Chris Paul. I'd say that's quite a pickup right there.
Now, what does that mean as far as the Clippers are concerned? What Donald Sterling, is he chuckling now that his ex-team, like with the two best guys leaving and Jerry West coming to town, is that going to be enough?
I don't think so. I don't think that Jerry West is right. The thing is, I think that it was like kind of pointless to keep running that same team out there when they just couldn't get over the hump. But at the same time, it's like I know that they're not going to be good next year. I mean, they might make the playoffs. They'll be like a fringe playoff contender. And now one of their rivals, the Thunder, just got a lot better. So it's going to be a tough path to the playoffs for the Clippers. But they did re-sign Blake, so they got that going for them.
Before Jerry West came north from L.A. to Golden State, of course, the Golden State Warriors hadn't won since 1975, man. Since he's been here, it's like, I don't want to say that he's God, but, you know, he helped put together this team. He was an integral part of putting this team together. I mean, this team has Jerry West written all over it.
No, Jerry West is definitely important, because one thing that a lot of people might not know is the Warriors wanted to trade Klay Thompson for Kevin Love. Kevin Love is a good player, don't get me wrong, but as far as a two-way player, he's nowhere near Klay Thompson in that regard, in terms of playing defense. That has never been Kevin Love's strong suit. And Jerry West said, if you trade, if you make this trade, I will resign. So they didn't make the trade, as you can see.
Iguodala got a $48 million three-year deal with the Warriors. He's 33 years old. Of course, the Rockets went after him, and the Rockets made a strong move. But, you know, can I say, even if the Rockets offered me more money, the fact that I could stay with Golden State and God's team, per se, and knowing where these guys are going, I mean, it doesn't – listen, you don't need to be Houdini or a Ouija board to figure out these guys have championship written all over them.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really don't see another team in there, you know. And as far as I can see, the East really isn't getting any better. The East actually got worse. So we're probably going to see Warriors Cavs again.
I don't want to see the Warriors Cavs again because I really don't want to see LeBron James get humiliated. Some of these Golden State Warrior fans out here, I was in Oakland a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying they were glad the Warriors won, and there's really bad blood about LeBron. Said he roughed up Curry in the playoffs last year, and that was the only reason why they won the prior year and things like that. So there's still a lot of bad blood as far as LeBron and Oakland fans are concerned. Let's move on. Who right now is looking the best as far as second team's concerned? I mean, we got the Warriors all by themselves. So if they're going to play in their own league, why don't we talk about the second NBA? Who's the best of the second NBA?
The second NBA. Well, I don't know. I mean, the Cavs, can we really say that the Cavs are better than some of the other top teams in the West? I'm not so sure, especially like I think the Rockets are going to be interesting, definitely offensively. That's going to be just ridiculous to watch because James Harden, pretty much like the backup MVP this year. I mean, Westbrook won MVP, but James Harden was right there. And then now they added Chris Paul, one of the best point guards of this generation. And Mike D'Antoni's the coach. The ball movement is just going to be ridiculous on that team. I mean, it's going to be like another level of offense. And a lot of people don't know, but the Houston Rockets were actually the best three-point shooting team in the league last year. You would think it was the Warriors or the Cavs, but it was actually the Rockets. So now they add a guy who can like set people up for those shots even more. It's going to be fun to watch, I think.
Interesting. The Cavs are looking to trade Iman Shumpert to Houston so they can re-sign Kyle Korver. Is that the way it's going to go? Are they going to get rid of him?
It looks like it. Kyle Korver, I think, is still like a valuable piece for a lot of teams. I mean, one of the best pure shooters that we've seen.
Interesting. Now back to God's team here. God's team, of course, part of building God's team was Luke Walton. There's no doubt about it. Luke Walton was part of that record team, the record wins, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, he, of course, went to L.A., had the first year, the rookie year, rookie blues a bit. Of course, they started off with a bang, then they got figured out, and then they started playing like Lakers. But bottom line is there's a new attitude with the Lakers now, hopefully with Luke Walton in charge. Can we see a better 2017-2018? Can we see the Lakers contend?
You know, I really think that they have a good chance to contend this year. I know it sounds crazy, but like Lonzo Ball, I think that's going to be a major addition because people don't realize how much it can really change a team to get like an excellent passer in there to set people up like that. Because it makes the offense flow so much better. I mean, the perfect example of that, I think, would be the Clippers. I mean, the Clippers were really like a basement team before Chris Paul got there. And Chris Paul's passing ability turned them into winning like 60-plus games a year for a couple years. So, I don't know. I think that's going to make a big difference. And now that these guys have learned Luke's system, the guys who were previously there, so they're going to be more comfortable. I would expect Brandon Ingram to have more of like a breakout year. Some of these young players that they got, some of these draft picks, I think are going to be very nice. They picked up Brooke Lopez, who averaged 20 points a game last year, a major upgrade over Mozgov. So I think that there really is a chance that they could end up doing something.
Charles Barkley says the Warriors won't be beaten until the Warriors beat themselves.
I think I would have to agree with that. I think that and I got to take it off. I have to take my hat off to the Western Conference, though, because it does not look like they gave up. Like the Warriors are the clear favorite, but these other teams, they could have easily been like, we'll just stay where we're at. We'll just wait this out. We'll wait till the Warriors get old and then we'll get in there. But no, they're really going for it. I mean, the Rockets, as I mentioned, are going for it. And then the Thunder kind of shockingly signing Paul George last night. What was your reaction to that? Because I was kind of shocked by that.
Well, you know what? They're trying to win. And they're you know what I'm saying? People want to win, and they realize that, you know, in order to win, you've got to spend money, man. This NBA, I mean, look at some of the lowly players are getting 20, you know, 3, 4, 4 or 5 year contracts worth 25, 30 million bucks. I mean, yikes. That's a lot of money wherever you look at it, man. No doubt about that. Now, back to Lonzo Ball here. I've got a text coming in here. It looks from Phoenix. Okay, and the guy is saying that Lonzo Ball is a franchise player and that he will dominate basketball like unlike anybody else in a long, long time. I mean, is this the father texting us on the show here or what? I mean, this guy's trying to say that this guy's the second coming of God. In other words, is he that great?
You know, it's very early to say, but I think that somebody the Magic Johnson sees some of himself in Lonzo Ball. And if that is there, then that truly is like something that is going to dominate the league, because that type of ability to find the open man and set up a shot like that, like these guys in the NBA, if they went out on a court and nobody's guarding them, they're probably making 70 of 100 shots like most of these guys. So if you're able to set them up like that and give them those high percentage shots, that can really win a lot of games for you. So I don't think that it sounds ridiculous when people say that, but at the same time, I don't know. I wouldn't rule out that possibility.
Let's take it to the break, folks. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show. I am Johnny Taco, live from right near Fisherman's Wharf here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So you've been to Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 39. You know where I get to hang out 24/7. This is where I live. I was lucky. Geographically gifted at birth, baby. Born in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I'm the Taco Man. Another 40 minutes ago, hour number 2 of the Taco Man Show. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That was 1-800-878-7529. Hey, the drunk guilt-free text line, that's happening as well. 415-275-1613. I'll slow it down for you. 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live from City by the Bay, San Francisco, California.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Let's get to the news. President Trump today attacked MSNBC Morning Joe host Mika Brzezinski on Twitter, saying she, quote, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me. She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. This brings us to a new segment called I Can't. I mean, I can't.
This has been I Can't.
President Trump last night hosted the first fundraiser for his 2020 reelection campaign. The event was black tie, but white guest. President Trump today met with the newly elected president of South Korea. Do you speak English? Asked the president of South Korea. This weekend is the July 4th holiday weekend, or as your dog calls it, PTSD Day. According to a new study, the best-received smiles are those that have a pleasing balance of teeth, which is, incidentally, the worst-received compliment. Has anyone ever told you how your balance of teeth is pleasing to the eye? Is this seat taken? A company in New York City has opened what some are calling a non-alcoholic cocktail bar that creates drinks using lemons and herbal ingredients instead of alcohol. And this is cool. They're using empty chairs instead of customers. And finally, a new poll found that 10% of people post vacation photos on social media to make others jealous, and 100% of people click on them to see coworkers in a bathing suit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you tonight.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I do apologize for offending anyone.
The date is set. August 26th, Floyd Mayweather, undefeated boxer, 48-0, 40 years old, coming out of retirement to take on debuting Conor McGregor. That's right, Mayweather, 48-0, going to take on a guy that's never had a professional boxing match. And Conor McGregor, of course, he... former featherweight UFC champion, current UFC lightweight, 155-pound champion. They are going to hook this fight up at 154 pounds, which I think is a great advantage for Mayweather because they get to use 10-ounce gloves. And Conor McGregor will be using gloves 2.5 times size. I mean, they're 150% bigger than the gloves he uses now. How's he going to knock anybody out with a 10-ounce pillow on compared to a 4-ounce MMA glove?
I don't know. He might make him go night-night.
What do you mean, night-night? How can you hit somebody? It's a pillow, man. I'm telling you. He's got to hit Mayweather with a whole bunch more than one.
Way to go, night-night.
No, I don't think so, man. I just don't think so. Here's what. The odds are looking at Mayweather current an 8-1 favorite. Do you think that's about right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he's going night-night. Honestly, he's not.
No, Zach and Tag Young, you know this should be like a 15-1 fight. The reason why they opened this is 6-1 so they get some action on it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will. I mean, McGregor has a lot of passionate fans.
But passionate fans, set aside passionate fans, man. This is a fight. Is it a real fight? I mean, with the 10-ounce gloves and it's a 12-round fight, this and that, that doesn't look good for Conor.
No, but, I mean, we saw Horn beat Pacquiao tonight.
According to reports, okay, I'm going to get into this in depth and probably on another show, but according to various reports, Manny Pacquiao was robbed tonight in Australia. And according to a lot of the reports, and even some of the promoters' shill websites were saying that it wasn't a just decision. So we'll see. They're talking about doing it again. They'll probably do it again down there in front of 50,000 people, do the rematch there. Or maybe in the Philippines, probably not in the Philippines. Hey, that guy in the Philippines, man, he makes Trump seem like a saint. Duarte, I mean, that guy, he's killed like 6,000 people thus far.
He's like killing people for doing drugs.
Basically. For profit. I mean, you see that guy? Kill him. Holy cow. He's a suspected drug dealer. I mean, how many? Listen, Zach, I believe in swift justice and this kind of stuff, but not at the end of the barrel of a gun. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I think you're a junkie. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, that's not really fair, is it?
No doubt about that. That's why Manny Pacquiao is going to run for president. His boxing days are over, of course. What's his record now? I'm looking at it. 59-7-2, 38 KOs. Of course, Jeff Horn now 17-0 with a draw and 11 KOs. He was a 10-1 underdog, and you think that decision really smells bad. You can smell it through the radio, right?
Right. I was just looking at the punch stats, and it was literally many, according to punch stats, landed 182 punches, and Jeff Horn landed 92, according to the punch stats.
Well, I mean, with 92 punches, he probably knocked Pacquiao down 6 times, right?
Nope. He actually did shake Pacquiao up once, but then Pacquiao had him almost knocked out through like all of the 9th round, so that kind of more than balanced that out.
International Fight Week in Las Vegas, of course, big MMA event, no doubt about that. It will be headlined by Amanda Nunes and Valentina Shevchenko in a rematch. 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Dana White wouldn't even let chicks fight in the UFC, and now it's chicks headlining cards.
I think Dana White will do just about anything for money, don't you?
Have we been there before? Yes, he has. Well, you know, listen, he has to be considered a genius, whether you like him or not. The mere fact that he turned down $1 billion for the UFC 4 years ago and got $4.2 billion last year, that means he's doing the right things, man.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He is definitely making money.
Okay. International Fight Week being what it is, Nunes and Shevchenko in the main event. But the real match, I think, is for the light heavyweight championship, the comebacking John Jones and Daniel Cormier in the rematch. Of course, first time around. A lot of drugs. Remember Cormier had the low testosterone level, and Jones had an even lower testosterone level. In fact, when they tested Jones, he had the T levels of an 85-year-old man, and that's impossible in a 30-year-old man, isn't it?
Yeah, unless of course there were some Flintstone vitamin use.
Flintstone vitamins on many of these shows, folks. We're talking about performance-enhancing drugs, you know, like Barry Bonds when his girlfriend admitted that, you know, his NADs were, how can we say this, minuscule. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And guess what? As I said, the drunk, guilt-free text line. That's happening as well. That's right. Listen, this allows you to get your opinion out over the radio, and you don't have to act like a fool or sound like one in order to do so. So this is the guilt-free drunk text line. Here is the number. Write it down. Slow. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Zach Attack Young, July the 29th. This is going down. I'm talking about the Cormier-Jones rematch. Real quick, who wins?
I think I'm still going with John Jones, although the way that his career has played out the last couple of years, I don't know. It's kind of like a rough bet, I'd say.
Has there ever been a guy with more potential that sort of like tried to trickle it away? And you know, I always use another word, but you know what I'm trying to say.
I don't think maybe Mike Tyson. That's about the only person I could think of.
But Mike Tyson on top, of course, went to jail for the Desiree Washington sexual attack from Indiana back in 1994, 1993. Wow, long time ago. You are tuned to the Taco Man Show. I am Johnny Taco. I'm kicking it. That's right, I'm kicking it here until the top of the hour. Open phone lines. You can join myself and Zach Attack Young. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. The guilt-free drunk text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Johnny Taco, the All-Stars, live from San Francisco.
Sometimes we have to fight. Even if we know we're going to lose, we still have to fight. I don't know why. Why can't you just say, hey, listen, you won, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But even though we got to lose, we know we're going to get the shit kicked out of us. But we got to fight this guy like we're going to kick his ass like we're
this
a bully.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
My daughter, too. She's no bargain either, my daughter. You kidding? Well, she's been picked up so many times, she's starting to grow handles.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through the 4th, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I'm going to like you. I'm going to hang you, but I'm going to like you.
1974, I see the Jacksons, Michael Jackson, the entire Jackson family on stage in San Carlos, California. Guess who's on stage? This little girl by the name of Janet Jackson. Wow. From Janet Jackson, of course, let's talk Ice Cube, baby. Of course, I remember Ice Cube, the rapper, and of course, the movie. He cracked us all up at that movie Friday. And now he's doing his thing, three-on-three basketball, this big three basketball. Zach Tech, you hip to this or what?
Yeah, I was watching some of it. It's actually not too bad. It kind of reminds me more of, like, old-school basketball. Like, well, except for they have a four-point shot. They added a four-point shot to this league. So they got that, and the referees really they don't call as many fouls in this, so it looks rougher when you watch it. It's not like these guys are getting fouls called for blowing on someone, or you know, that's kind of what you see in like the NBA. But with this, there aren't a lot of layups because people just won't allow them to drive in the paint like that. They play like kind of tougher defense in this league.
So it's 3-on-3 then, and they play full court.
They play half court, which is also interesting. You know, like when you play, if you ever play.
Is this
like
a game
that,
of hunch?
It's kind of like playing a game of basketball in the park. You know, but it's with like NBA players, like Allen Iverson is in there, Chauncey Billups.
Allen Iverson is broke.
I think he still gets paid from Reebok, though. So.
Yeah, then he's still broke. I was reading him, man. His ex-wife did. Oh, man. She like. Did one of those tell-alls, like to one of those tabloids. Wasn't pretty.
Yeah, that, I mean.
Anytime your old lady does you up in National Enquirer, man, you can't expect it to be a plus.
Yeah, that's not usually a good thing.
And anyway, speaking of that, we heard a little clip earlier about the president. Evidently, Joe Scarborough, who was a former congressman, I believe, from Florida, he's saying that the president tried to bribe him and said that if you don't go easy on me on the air, I'm going to tell the National Enquirer to run with a hit piece on you and your girlfriend. That's pretty low, bro. That's like, I can't believe that's as lowbrow as I could. Can you think any more lowbrow than that?
No, it seems like highly illegal, right?
Yeah, you would think so if it wasn't the president of the United States. Now back to this three-on-three, half a court. They're going to make their debut, I think, in Las Vegas the night before Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather to have that big crowd, this and that. So I guess if they do that same T-Mobile Arena, they're going to pack that joint.
Yeah, well actually, they already did debut, but that is one of the dates that they're doing. Yeah. And they did a debut at the Barclays, and it looked pretty full, the arena. And the thing that's kind of cool is that it's basically like a tour, right? So they have like, I think they got 8 teams in the league, and they all play on that night. So you watch like 4 games on the same night, like just back to back.
And just they're 4 short games. But as you say, it's much more physical. It's playground basketball.
It basically, but like with NBA players, which is something that I think a lot of people, it has a lot of appeal, I think.
Enough appeal to make it to get a television contract soon?
It was on TV. I was watching it on TV. They got some type of it's like exclusively on Fox Sports 1, I believe.
Well, good old Fox Sports 1. Of course, the UFC splits things up with their Facebook page and Fight Pass and, yes, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2 before going to pay-per-view. Speaking of the UFC, $4.2 billion. We talked about that going down a little bit earlier. I'll ask you again, good deal or bad for the sellers?
No, it was good for the sellers.
And for the buyers, the investors, are they going to get a return on $4.2 billion anytime soon, Zach?
I can't imagine how that would happen. I guess, you know, Conor McGregor is going to have to stretch that fight out into like a quadrilogy or something for that to happen.
Well, no, I mean, let's be honest. Conor McGregor's probably finished as a UFC fighter. And let's be honest. He's going to get $75 million a minimum for fighting Floyd Mayweather. Why would he ever want to fight ever again? And why would he fight for a whole lot less than $75 million?
Well, he's talking about fighting Khabib in Russia. I don't know why he would talk about that if he wasn't at least considering it. But I think once he gets paid off of this fight, he might not really be considering that as much.
Do you think Mayweather can really abuse him because of his lack of boxing ability?
I think so. A lot of people are saying it's going to be like an early knockout. I'm not so sure about that because he is naturally a lot bigger than Floyd. And I don't know. I just don't see Floyd really going for like an early knockout like that. But I wouldn't be that shocked if Floyd did finish the fight at some point.
Golovkin and Canelo is the Gennady Golovkin, of course, the undefeated middleweight title holder and the once beaten junior middleweight title holder. Talk about Canelo Alvarez, 49-1-1 against 37-0, I think, with 34, 38-0 with 34 knockouts, something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is those two guys are going to be in a real fight September the 16th. But is Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather going to do better numbers than, obviously better numbers than that? And that's the real fight. So we're taking a fake fight and we're putting all kinds of news, all kinds of publicity, all kinds of attention on this fake fight, and yet the real fight's going to get away or what?
It appears that way. I mean, this fight, it just has bigger names involved. And I got to kind of blame Oscar De La Hoya for this because he was very critical of this fight and he was telling people not to buy it and all that. And I think that
he didn't have a piece of it. That's why.
Right. That's exactly why. 4 months before that, he was trying to set up Canelo McGregor. So he was definitely in promoter mode. But the thing that I thought was kind of funny about that is it almost looks like Dana White and Floyd came together and were like, let's do this fight a couple weeks before his fight and really just mess their sales up.
Zach, Sin City is really becoming Sin City. I mean, you always know you'd be able to get your share of action in Sin City. But now, with the legalization of marijuana in November in the state of Nevada, get this, they will now, as of today, deliver marijuana to anybody at a hotel that's over the age of 21.
Wow, I mean,
have things changed a little bit? I mean, this is the same state that 10 years ago would put you in prison for a joint.
And still had legal prostitution.
and still had legal, because that was only in Paw Rump. That was there's how did I know that? How did I know exactly where the legal brothels were located in Nevada? Because I'm a geography major. I knew they were located right outside of Reno, Nevada, and they were located in Paw Rump, which is right outside of Las Vegas, Nevada. That's only because I know my geography, Zach. It's not because I've ever been there before.
Impressive.
Exactly. No doubt about it. Open phone lines around the planet. One segment to go. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free text line. That's happening as well. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Want to say hello to Denver? They got legalized weed in Denver as well. KDCO, 1340 AM. Hey, Austin. Austin, Texas. I'll be down in Texas next month. I'll be going to Dallas. 104.9 FM KTXX in Austin, Texas. Speaking of Dallas, 1310 AM KTCK. And hey, I'm not forgetting Las Vegas. We've got two stations in Vegas, folks. KMZQ, 670 AM. And, of course, K-SHIP, KSHP, 1400 AM. Memphis, Tennessee. Haven't been to Memphis, 730 AM KQPM. Phoenix, Arizona. Of course, good old Phoenix down there in the desert. KQFN, 1680 AM. And that's in Phoenix. And Zach, I told you about the last time I was on in Phoenix, right? And I destroyed Joe Barry Carroll on the radio there, and they fired me.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that on last week's show, right?
Things happen. You know, things happen. I'm going to say things happen. But, of course, Atlanta J, 1120 AM, WXJO. Man, working the Omni, no doubt about that. It was hot and happening. And my friends down there in Houston, Texas, 1560 AM. KGAL, 1560 AM in Houston, Texas. Of course, Pittsburgh, 540 AM, WWCS. And Motown, Detroit, Michigan, baby, WCER, 1090 AM. You are tuned to the Taco Man Radio Show. I am Johnny Taco Force, my all-star, my sidekick, my partner in crime, my partner in grime, my guy that I go to. I'm talking about Zach and Jack Young and myself. Come to you each and every. We're Saturday night on the West Coast. We're actually the only live network show on, 10 p.m. Pacific time for 2 hours. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. That's right. 2 hours of sports, comedy, and humor. That's right. We throw it all together and have a blast here, right here on the Taco Man Radio Show, live from the world's most beautiful place, Fisherman's Wharf, San Francisco, California. Eat your heart out, baby. We're coming to you from the city by the bay. I am the Taco Man. Me and Zach Attack Young, back after the break.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's a bit shaggy, but he's clean. There he is.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
That's Lynn. I'm Seth. These are our favorite jokes of the week. President Trump last night hosted the first fundraiser for his 2020 re-election campaign. The event was black tie, but white guest. President Trump today met several Native American tribal leaders. They had a lot of questions for the president, such as, how the hell did you manage to lose money running a casino? Celebrity chef Guy Fieri recently admitted that his famous donkey sauce is just aioli. And I think I speak for everyone when I say, thank God. Disney World's Hall of Presidents, which has been closed since January in order to add a new President Trump robot, has reportedly pushed its reopening to the fall. Bummer, said literally not one child. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin got married this weekend for the third time, and the wedding was officiated by Vice President Mike Pence, because if there's one thing Mike Pence stands for, it's the sanctity of a third marriage.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
It was better before. With the garbage and the smoke, it was better before.
You know, from Seth Meyers and the comedy, the comic angle there, I'm going to take it to 180-degree turn. In 1978, I was a young lad, and my stepfather had a heroin problem, okay? So we didn't know what to do about it, and he disappeared for a long time. So I went down, and I found him, and we cleaned him up. And after a couple of days, you know, we took him back to the house, and my mother said, I don't want him here. And, of course, they ended up being together for the next 19 years, and he never, ever used again. And, of course, he took care of my sister and all of us and this kind of stuff. But the reason why I bring that up is, as a private investigator, this week I've been searching for a young lady in the Tenderloin here in San Francisco, and I missed her on a couple of occasions. But the bottom line is, it's an opiate problem. It's happening over and over again. This person's college educated. They've got they have access to unlimited amounts of money and vast wealth in this net, and they're living in the street. So what I'm trying to tell you is I believe in recovery. I truly believe in recovery because I saw my stepfather recover from this stuff, okay? So believe me, go get some professional help. If you have an opiate problem, be it Vicodin or something like that, take it from the taco man. Don't play it light. Get some professional help. Now, Zach, from that serious note to the funny note, of course, Manny Pacquiao getting ripped off tonight. Manny Pacquiao's been the benefactor of a couple decisions that are questionable in the past, so he's got nothing to gripe about.
Yeah, this one was pretty bad, though.
Yeah, I know, but listen, when they're bad, they're bad. There's just no doubt about it. Let's just for a second go back to the Dodgers. Of course, the Dodgers on top in the National League West, and the Dodgers, they don't look like they're faltering at all, do they?
No, they got an 8-0 win today, and they have one of the best records in all of baseball. So, and they've been on a roll lately. I remember they won like 12 of 13 games recently.
Okay, I keep getting asked this question. Why are the Los Angeles Angels when they're in Anaheim?
Nobody knows. I mean, I guess.
What do you mean nobody knows? You live there.
Los Angeles is more marketable, right? There's more people there. But I don't think anybody in Los Angeles considers the Angels to be part of Los Angeles.
Okay, how far is Anaheim from Los Angeles?
I mean, it's about an hour, really.
Oh, my God. How can you go? It's like the San Francisco 49ers playing in Silicon Valley.
Basically, it's probably worse than that because I bet you it doesn't take an hour to get to Santa Clara from San Francisco.
It takes you an hour when you get off the freeway to get to the stadium. So, hey, straight up, speaking of the stadium, how's that looking down there in L.A.?
It looks nice, and there's going to be a Clippers. I don't know if you heard about that. The Clippers are moving to a new stadium out in that direction in Inglewood.
Interesting. In Inglewood. They're going to go back to Inglewood?
Yeah, the Clippers are. So that should be interesting. I think
What were you and I talking about 7 or 8 months ago about the real estate in one part of the world? What neighbor were we talking about?
It's definitely going to go up there.
Yeah, Inglewood, man. We said this like a long time. Listen, even if they're thinking about building a stadium, their property value is going to go up. Because, you know, there's nothing but the hood around there, and piece by piece, the hood's going to disappear.
Yep, it's going to get all gentrified and full of Clippers stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Clippers, let's go back to the Rams. How's the Rams looking in the quarterback position? How's my man looking?
We'll see. I mean, we'll see. A lot of people have like already written off Jared Goff, and I think that's crazy.
How can you write him off after 1 year with a lackluster team?
I think that's ridiculous too. And not only that, but he was thrown in as the starter for like the last 4 games or something like that. So it's not even like he was really fully prepared to be the starter.
Carson Wentz going to step out in 2017?
I think he'll have a good year. I actually think Jared Goff will do really well because now he has a coach that understands the offense better, you know? Jeff Fisher was never really an offensive coach.
Real quick, will Colin Kaepernick have a job this year in the NFL?
I don't think so, honestly.
Zach Attack, enjoy. How's Jazz doing?
She's doing great, thank you.
Well, tell her I said hello, and I expect her to make an appearance on one of my shows real soon.
All right, I'll try to fit it into her schedule.
That is Zach Attack Young, folks. He is most famously known as the father of Jasmine Young. My name is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Tune in each and every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time for 2 hours of Taco Man Radio. Till next time, thank you for tuning in to the show. I am Johnny Taco, live from San Francisco.